What's up, everybody? Welcome back to an all-new episode of The Bathhouse, live from the Stan Comedy Club Green Room. And we are waiting for one more, and he's there right here. Come on in, Monroe! Oh! Returning to The Bathhouse for the second, third time?
What up?
Monroe Martin, everybody. Shout out to the Stan for having us. One quick note, if you want, some people only listen to the show. If you want to support the show and get no ads, sign up, patreon.com/lowvaluemail. Okay, with us today, Monroe Martin, Giulio Gallerati, Derek Jesher, the unofficial co-host of the show.
Wow.
So you guys have done the show before. You have not.
I have not.
All you got to know is that, dude, you're in my light.
It's fun.
Dude,
you have a good time.
You're in my light. No, I'm kidding. All you got to know is so people.
If I get in your light, then people can't see the sweat glistening off
actually,
the side
you know
of
what?
Head
it probably covers up the darkness under my eyes. My coon eyes. This guy just texts me all the time. He'll be like, "Coon Jew." And I'm like, "Can I help you?"
I don't mean it like that. That's not how I mean it.
No,
me,
no, 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 no.
Don't put me on the racist episode.
No.
God damn it.
Like, right out the gate.
Raccoon Monroe. Yeah. Come on.
His father dude, was I asked him today. I was like, who else is on the show? I just need to know that before I say yes.
No, raccoon.
I just said yes. So
Julio's episode.
Oh, come on, guys.
Julio's stand-up's coming down off of Netflix right now as we speak because of that.
Guys, it's not that kind of show.
No, his father was
Julio?
A Jew.
His father.
He calls me a raccoon all the time.
This is Julio.
Yeah, I know. I'm having
He's being rude.
He's being rude. It's okay. Anyways, Julio, all you got to know is some people call in sometimes, and you can hang up on them. If you want. You don't need a reason.
I love it.
Yeah, it's a fun time.
So what is their the objective that
And the phone lines are open 1-888-949-2969.
People call for advice.
People call for advice. People call just to talk shit. People call just because they got problems. We have a lot of people with dating problems, stuff like that. That's like a common one. So
a lot of libertarians.
We got some libertarians, we got some mayors.
Politicians.
Really?
Yeah, one
business owners.
Business owners. Yeah. Business owners. A lot, yeah. But anyway, so phone lines are open if anybody wants to call in.
I can't believe you said that in front of Monroe.
So yo.
That's not racist, okay?
So what I'm saying
is that you're calling me a raccoon.
That's the joke. His father was a Jew. His
Look
mother
at my
was a
eyes.
Raccoon.
Derek's going to be stewing about this for 2 weeks. Dude.
I know. And that's why I'm not giving
Monroe, in. Monroe, come on.
That's why I'm not giving in, yo.
I'm one of the good ones. Come on, Monroe.
Dude, you went white quick. He was Puerto Rican 2 months ago.
All right, guys, we got a call. God willing that this works. Hello, thanks for calling The Bathhouse. First call of the night. Who am I speaking with?
Yo, it's Gilly from Florida.
Gilly from Florida.
What's up, buddy? Gilly. How you doing, man?
What's up, yo?
What's up, my guy?
How are
Not
things?
Not much. Yo, I'm working.
Are you working on the button?
I'm working on the button right now.
Dude, that's sick. So, because he's going to basically, he's like, I guess you'd say you're fabricating me or what, building me a button, like a hang-up button.
Oh. Because
the problem is like, this is the button currently, is the red button.
Okay.
Excuse me. And then, but he wants to build me like a kind of comical, like.
Oh, that's sick.
Like the Staples button.
So, right? Okay.
That works.
That works. But the problem is this is Bluetooth.
Button that
so
lights
like,
up.
And it, dude. Man, that'd be amazing.
Yeah, but you,
how? What's the progress?
The only problem is you got to plug it in.
Plug it into where?
We got plugs.
You need a plug.
Oh, like
so,
an outlet?
Yeah,
that's
so
fine because this amp requires power. So we have an outlet right to my left here. So that's not a problem, Gilly. So you think? What are we thinking? What do we think we're having like a completion date by?
I need to get a project box from Amazon. It's coming on the 20th.
Dude, you're the man.
This is an excuse. You
no, it was, only last, it was only last week, though, that he
and
even said he was going to make us a...
Gilly, you're a legend.
He's telling you things you don't know. He's like, I got to get a box.
What the fuck is a project box?
Like, okay.
The fact that none of us know what a project box is, he knows what a project box is. This guy remodeled... Gilly, didn't you like remodel your whole house?
No, it's a box. It's like a... I don't know. I was about to act like I know.
I know what the projects are.
Yeah.
That I know.
I'm sure it's a box that has like a motherboard and shit.
So there's a button right on top and then the box that it sits on.
Okay.
That has all the components and shit.
Gotcha. And so what are we doing? Is it going to be lightning cable into the phone?
Yeah.
Okay.
Dude, that's cool.
I'm very pumped about this.
Can you add more sounds in post? Like, can you... Yeah, just add more sounds to it, or is
well,
it like-
no, it's only for the hang up. So basically, just we got a soundboard though over here, the Johnny Glover controls.
Okay, You got him doing way too much stuff.
Yeah. No, man. This guy's a man. He can do anything.
Bro, I have one of those. I didn't even know you could do that.
Yeah, you can.
There's buttons
on
it.
You got one of those? What do you like?
I don't use it for podcasting, bro.
Yeah, it's for podcasting.
And I just don't do the.
I mean, it's like you gotta really be like channeling like morning radio from the 90s to be like, womp,
womp. You just gotta get shit from the
Sopranos. Which we are.
Yeah.
Wow. Jesus Christ, Johnny. I don't know.
Touch, dude.
Not at all.
Damn, Johnny.
Cool. Hey, so real quick.
Yeah, man.
So I pretty much watch all the podcasts and stuff. Lev's Over the Gate, on the gate, and you guys' stuff too. And I'm over here every single time I'm talking about homosexual activity. I'm like, yo, quit with that homosexual activity. Yes. That shit's hilarious.
That's the Derek Drescher
slogan right there.
Not that I'm talking about homosexual activity, but if anybody's talking about it, that's the phrase I use.
Like, we don't talk
you know
about
sucks
it.
Is you can't even make merch. Like that's not a merch you could make.
Why? Why can't I put out a shirt that says we don't fuck with homosexual activity or no homosexual activity allowed? Why can I not make a shirt that
I guess
says that?
You know what?
I got no problem with homosexuals.
You can make the shirt, but
it's a tough shirt to wear.
Right? I don't think anybody's wearing it out in the street.
I would wear it. I'd get it in hoodie too.
That's definitely a sleeper shirt.
I got my no homosexual activity shirt.
Some girl comes over, you're like, not really into you. She's like, you got a shirt I can sleep in? You go,
this is the thing, bro. We just don't want it around us. We don't want to see it. That's it.
It's not that kind of podcast.
Yeah. Yes, it is.
I like it.
Let me get out of here. If anyone wants to hang up real quick, get that first hang up.
Gilly's hanging up on us. Peace, bro.
Boom. Yeah,
shout out Gilly.
He just wanted to give us a progress on that. But yeah, in the future we're gonna have a sick little button.
Logistics.
So why can't I have a shirt that says no
homosexual? Well, it's I think on par with, but maybe even worse than you know in
Thank you, Monroe.
You know in Whatchamacallit.
It's not a good idea for your career.
Nah. In Times Square, you know they sell those shirts where it's like
what career,
bro?
You're gonna become the merch only guy, dude. Don't close doors for yourselves before they open, bro.
Dude, I'm a drug counselor. That's my career. Yeah, I might get fired from that, I guess.
Really?
If I have a shirt that
exactly.
I sell on my
you
own
can't,
sexual
can't.
Activity allowed.
Yeah. Yeah, you can't do that.
But it's a joke.
Yeah, that's fine. I mean, explain it to your boss, I guess. I don't know.
I'm like, if you can deal with the consequences, do whatever. Sure. That's all I tell people.
I have
I'm like,
gay
just
friends.
Know this. And then
you have to put that on the back of the chair.
Yeah.
In brackets. Like, right, I have gay friends.
Yeah. There we go.
That's there good. You go. Now you can that's make the shirt.
That's or you could, not if it says no. Like, if it said just homosexual activities, that's like a little vaguer.
What about like with a guy winking at the on the bottom? Like a winking eye.
You're getting into just really.
I like murky waters. Yeah.
You don't need that.
That's just a gay shirt now.
Yeah.
This homosexual activity?
Yeah, it's super niche, just like merch.
You should just write homosexual activity.
Yeah.
On.
That's it.
But then it'll probably make people.
That's good.
Be like, ooh, really? And then he got like, nah, because you know he fucking.
And then I'm like, no.
He's like homophobic.
I'm not homophobic.
Yo, yeah.
I scared of nobody.
But your feelings.
I fear no.
All right, so we're gonna put that on the shelf, maybe on the
homosexual activity.
Do you guys ever know like any like open micers who would have like merch?
What, dude?
Man,
I don't know that I've seen that.
Oh, man. I remember this guy who was like probably doing comedy for 2 years, and he was like selling merch after like at like
the open
bar,
mic?
At like bar it's show.
Only he was basically an
open, but like,
dude, if you did something
merch,
like that in New
the
York,
black scene, they got
they
stickers. Merch, the second open mic,
yeah,
is that second open mic? They got
you put my sticker on your phone.
When I started doing comedy at like the white clubs, like the mainstream clubs or whatever, that's when I seen comics who weren't promoting themselves. But when you go to the black clubs, even if the motherfuckers was doing stand up for like 2 weeks, they got a t-shirt, they got mugs, fucking license plates.
I saw Kareem Green sell $800 worth of t-shirts at a fucking restaurant in the Bronx after he killed so hard.
He's a legend, dude.
Dude, and then he's like, Young Blood, go out to the van, get more shirts. I'm running out. And I was like,
you were helping him out.
He just was like, get me shirts.
He took me up there to open for him, I guess. Because this
Yeah.
You do like a half hour. You've been up there. What's Imagine Spot?
I haven't done Imagine Spot.
So
you're working the urban circuit?
I was working the urban circuit.
I told you he was Puerto Rican like 2 months ago.
Oh, I didn't understand that.
Yeah. So yeah, we're in a Puerto Rican.
He's biracial. But he puts on that Brooklyn hat and he's Jewish.
Yeah. So fucking it's like 2 days after my brother died and I met up with Cream for something. He's like, you know what? You sad, but you need to do time. So he's like, you coming with me? And we go up to the Bronx and I fucking bombed. Like I just fucking even, like I wanted to cry. Yeah. That's how, like, I was just hurting. And Cream just goes up and destroys, bro. I mean, and he's selling shirts that say life becomes great when you become grateful. It doesn't even have his name on it. Just a religious message.
Just
people are taking pictures with him. He's signing shirts. I was like, what the fuck is going on? Yeah.
Legend. That's dope. He just ran an Etsy shop. That's it.
He was like drop shipping.
Bro, he was on Canal Street. That guy was selling boxes of t-shirts fucking for $30 a box and he just bought all of them.
Smart,
that's
man.
Dope.
Dude, there's so many people who are like, just there was this one story about this comic in Canada who had all this merch and I guess it doesn't matter, but his merch was, he was that Canadian guy, and he was actually like popping off for like,
that's what it said, that Canadian.
That Canadian, and that was like his branding, and he was like in the 90s, he was actually like kind of big or whatever, and then
he was that guy.
Someone was in like was some small town.
Yeah.
In and like this is like he stopped selling merch, like he kind of like fell off a bit, this dude, and then someone was in like some small town and some homeless person was like, hey, do you got money or whatever, and like he's like, what, and like rolled over and the guy was wearing the shirt.
That's great.
Because it's like they all just go to like the Goodwill, you know?
That's hilarious.
At some point, you're just like, nobody's buying these. All right, we got a call.
That's funny.
Hello, next to call in the bathhouse.
Hello? At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
This episode is supported by FX's Clipped, the scandalous story of the 2014 Clippers owner's racist remarks captured on tape and heard around the world. The series charts the tape's impact on a dysfunctional basketball organization striving to win against their reputation as the most cursed team in the league. Starring Lawrence Fishburne, Jackie Weaver, Cleopatra Coleman, and Ed O'Neill. FX's Clipped, streaming June 4th, only on Hulu.
Ooh. Hello. Are we having...
Hello.
There we go.
There he is. What up, handsome?
Lord Almighty. My heart can't handle this shit anymore. What's up, dude?
Do you have like a panic attack every time somebody calls to see?
No. Every episode, though. Every episode. Just
wait. You're nervous when people call?
I'm not nervous when people call, but this is a live show.
Yeah.
Right. So you're like, this isn't like a podcast where you're like, we could just take fucking 20 minutes to get shit going.
Shit,
this is a live show. Shit fucks up. It fucks up in real time, and it has.
Oh my bad.
Yeah. Anyways, it's all good. What's up, caller?
Hey, I'm just curious. What messes up your algorithm for like TikTok or Twitter or whatever?
I'll fucking tell you. Danny knows about this.
What did I do?
It's sexual DMs to people. Danny is he's a
my algorithm.
He's a chronic.
I'm a sex pest.
Sex pest. Yes. Correct. Yes.
I got kicked off of Twitter. I think, Instagram. Twice
anything
for
about
allegedly doing that?
Twice.
I did not. Twice. I did not. The Matrix attacked me twice.
Yeah.
I'm 2-0.
Yeah.
So, thanks.
He did win both. No, the algorithm right now, what's going to mess you up is anything about the Middle East. Straight up. I just fucked this up right now.
Yeah.
You think so?
Really?
There you go.
Why, you looked at some stuff?
Well, bro,
can you just look at some boobs and reset it? Or like, How does that work?
Like, oh, you mean not for posting, for your algorithm?
What are you? What were you saying?
Oh. I don't know what's happening.
Yeah, I think he's saying like when you're scrolling on Instagram,
okay,
or TikTok, and you go look at a few things, suddenly, and then they go, "This is what you like."
Suddenly, it's all
and that's what they start showing you.
Oh. You could also click on the post and say you're not interested in posts like that. Yeah,
yeah. If I see too many posts I don't like, like I can only see like two stomp outs, and then I'm like, enough with this violence.
I love them shits, man. I just rewind them. Keep watching.
Yo, you use Twitter?
My algorithm is titties, huskies, and like snakes.
Do you like huskies?
I love huskies. I like it when they cry and when they talk. They're like, I love that shit. Makes me feel good inside.
You have a dog?
I did. I had a husky a long, long time ago. Her name was Princess. She died. Brain cancer.
Damn.
Mm-hmm. Y'all got brain cancer?
Newports.
She smoked too much. You smoke too much around her.
We smoke too much.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, you can. There is. I think TikTok maybe has a thing where you can reset it.
You could say not interested on TikTok also, right?
But I think TikTok you can fully reset.
I want to know what's coming up in your algorithm.
Yeah, what's the issue here?
Is it a lot of Jew stuff?
The thing that I always watch the whole video, but I hate them are those police auditors.
Oh,
so then I get a million
those.
Of those, but I hate them.
Oh my god, I love those too.
Yeah, but they never get to the bottom of it though.
No, they always
hanging.
Just get. Well,
they get
no,
your dick hard. You're about to come.
No,
and then
some of
like,
them do. Some of them will go through
these auditors.
So they're basically like they're upholding the basically like the Constitution.
Okay.
So they'll go like to a federal building. Mm. And they'll just be outside, and they'll be filming outside of a federal building. And then someone will come up to or they'll go inside a federal building, start filming, and someone will come up
with
to
a drone.
They're like, what are you doing? And they're like, they go, don't worry about it. And they go, what are you doing? You're filming inside of a federal building.
And
they'll be like, this is a public building. They're like, well, what's the problem? And they go, who are you? And you go, I don't have to tell you that.
Those are the videos that I went, I don't want to see this. Yeah. I seen like two of them at a gas station. I was like, where the
stressful.
Fuck is this for?
Yeah. Sometimes, though, they'll get pulled over. You'll see, like, these are like the one successes is they'll get pulled over. Like, sometimes either going through like a DUI checkpoint.
Yeah.
And like, there's one where like the DUI checkpoint and the guy rolls down his fucking window like this much. And the guy goes, the cop's like, can you roll down your window, please? He goes, no, I think I can hear you. And he's asking me and goes, and he's like answering. He goes, no, I don't have to do that. And then he's just giving him such a hard time.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then finally the cop's like, you have to do this. He goes, no, I don't. And then finally the cop goes like, all right, just get out of here.
See, I don't like these pussy ass cops. If you're listening, what you do, you crack that fucking guy in the head with your nightstick.
You don't though, because they're not allowed to.
No, that's and then the you point. Take that phone and you step on it. That's what you do.
I mean, I'm sure
because then he won't be able to upload the video.
Yeah, because this isn't a white or black thing. This is actually this is annoying white people.
No, this is the white people almost. Yeah.
You gotta
always.
Start fucking these guys up. You gotta give them something.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
It's literally almost always it's white people.
Because dude, once it gets to that, it's like you fucking.
The best are the ones that'll be at a courthouse or something, and then like there's a lot of these where at a courthouse, some guy's just like, "Yeah, you can't be here like filming the courthouse." The guy's like, "Yes, I can." Where's blah blah blah, and then they're just like,
"Are you allowed to be?"
Yeah,
they all get tased. Like at the courthouse, a guy always.
For real? Does that mean you're not allowed to be there, or is this proving that you are? But they tased you.
He probably has a lawsuit for getting tased.
Good question. Yeah, it's a good question. I don't really know.
I feel like if you're getting tased, you shouldn't be there. Yeah.
I've been tased before.
You've been tased?
Yeah, I've been tased quite a few times.
Did you deserve it?
You've been tased a few times?
Absolutely, I deserved it. Yeah.
How many times you've been tased?
Three.
Three?
Twice in the same night one time.
Yeah. Separate instances?
About an hour apart. Once where I was arrested and then another time down at the precinct. Yeah.
Why they tased you at the precinct?
Because I was getting, got my I was cuffed behind my back and then I was able to get them up around my feet and I started running around with my hands in front of me and they opened the cell door and went,
they got you on some bullshit.
Yeah.
No, so like, I did free, it. And then just like,
that's so funny.
I did it.
Where were you? Were you trying to escape or were you just dicking around?
I was just fucking around.
Oh, he didn't have to tase you.
I was
you.
Doing cocaine for 9 days. It was,
didn't sleep at all?
I would not offer a minute or two here, but it was fun. It was fun. Actually, when you're up for that long and you could do
it ever dark?
Fat rail.
Or are you just so far gone that's not even dark?
I was
like hallucinating.
Psychosis set in for sure. Yeah.
Yeah, and you're just like talking to the air.
Yeah, so I was outside talking. I thought there was like a big group of people there, but it turned out it was just one cop.
It's crazy.
He tased you.
He got me, and then two more came, and then there's just a bunch of cops, and they tased me.
That's so funny.
Yeah. And I was like, wait till I get out of these cuffs. I was talking all kinds of shit. Yeah.
They didn't do nothing.
They beat the fuck out of me. One cop broke his hand on my face.
Oh,
and they gave me assault of a police officer. Really? I was like, yeah, I did it. I broke his hand.
You said I did it?
Oh, God.
Anyways, I don't know. Yeah, I do like
that. There's your algorithm answer.
That's your reset. Is
cocaine psychosis, baby.
Yeah, maybe go on a coke binge for 9 days and then...
Then give us a call back and
see where we're at. Yeah, I don't know. You guys got any advice for him?
No, dude. No. I just look at some tits or something. Yeah.
That's kind of the move.
Yeah,
my algorithm is kind
of big booty bitches is the move.
Yeah, pretty
much. Yeah.
Are you homosexual or are you straight?
Oh, okay.
Straight. He would like your merch. It sounds like.
It's all right. Okay. All right.
Take
thanks,
care, buddy.
Hello. Thanks for calling the bathhouse. You gotta turn down the thing in the back. Yeah, yeah, all right.
That better now.
What's cracking, cuz?
What's up? That's all good. Derek, for your shirt, I'll wear it. Yeah, but I think to be more inclusive for your no homosexual activities merchandise, I think you should be, instead of using the English language, you should use international symbology, like a circle with like a red line. It's like either a rainbow or it's like
two dudes
engaging in sodomy, something like that. Just throwing that out there.
I like it. This guy is really good.
Yeah, he's great.
This guy's a ringer.
I think he was asking about you at Skankfest.
Yeah,
actually.
This guy is a man, dude.
Maybe like no rainbow activity.
No. Rainbow with an X through it or the circle with it, and then activity.
Yeah, I love it.
Y'all can use those male female symbols, like where it's like a circle with the arrow.
Right.
I mean, look.
And we put two male symbols next to each other with a gun.
I love the idea of like you after a show having to explain this to them. What is this exactly? It's two men symbols and touching the penis part.
I like it, brother. I like it. That's what's coming. I'm going to do no homosexual activity stickers first with the rainbow, with the circle around it, with the extra.
Like laptop stickers or something?
Yes.
It's sexy. It's edgy.
Yeah.
I love it.
We'll see how the stickers go. They go well, we'll do shirts.
Yeah.
That's how we'll go.
Shirts, hats would be a good one because hats are like, it would be small enough on a hat where you're like,
I mean,
you
dude,
see it, but you don't
you're
really
making
this.
No homosexual activity is one thing. You're walking around with a hat that has an X going through a rainbow.
Yeah.
That's
you're
fine.
Making
No.
A statement,
you'd be
baby.
Like, I hate leprechauns.
That's fashion.
If anybody asks you,
I
fucking hate leprechauns.
What type
gold,
of sneakers
I hate
are you wearing?
Gold. Yeah.
What you matching it with?
You got to wear that hat with some Doc Martens, I would imagine.
Oh.
Suspenders.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, now you're getting a little out of hand.
Uh-oh.
Fucking guy, dude.
Another idea would be because like Christians here, they like to quote that Leviticus thing where it says like, you know, you don't lay down with a man or whatever.
Man does not lay with man.
Yeah.
That's good merch right there. Probably been done before, but
instead of using the Bible, go find it in the Quran. Something like that, you know.
Find it in the
Quran. For a loop.
That's pretty good.
That might shake up everything right now.
That's pretty good.
I feel like this guy's good.
This guy is a fucking man, bro.
Yeah, this guy's good.
Yes, he's very good.
He freelances.
Yeah.
So my question is, right before my question, first off, fuck Dylan.
Thank you,
fuck Dylan, Ned Gurry, whatever.
What Dylan do?
You know,
I'll tell you.
Okay. Dylan, yeah.
This is podcast drama.
Podcast beef.
Dylan Jacob. Now he changed his last name.
Why did he do that?
I don't know.
War?
Because he's a Mark ass buster.
You guys are fighting.
That got in an argument.
No, go ahead. Continue, my friend.
Yeah, he's. But what is it? Did y'all see that thing today? So like, y'all remember January 6th?
Dude, the whole bunch of Jews
that invaded the Capitol.
Yeah. It was an insurrection today.
Wait. And nobody told
there was,
about
there was,
it.
There was another January 6th happened today.
Where? At the
How
White House?
Jews at the Capitol. Tons. Tons.
Get
of,
the fuck out
not
of here.
Enough to make a
Where are they just
protesting? Not enough anybody to care.
They were protesting.
Pro-Palestine Jews. No, there's all these pro-Palestine Jews showed up and they did like a sit-in, and they basically barged into the Capitol.
Oh, God.
They sat in there, and they were like all getting, and they're all pussies, too, so they're all like getting arrested, and they're like, no! And they're all getting marched out of there and stuff, but there was...
Niggas ain't never doing it. Never doing it. All these other groups can keep marching, we gonna sit back.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, bro, if black people did that, it would be a whole nother story.
Yeah, they'll move it.
Yeah.
Just get fortified.
Half of it. What is it?
Go ahead,
Derek. Your people back in 1954 did commit the most violent act in the Capitol.
What's that?
Yes, the Puerto Ricans when they shot the Puerto Ricans who busted up into an ongoing session in Congress and shot at a bunch of Congress people.
That's because they raised the price on plantains and beans, and that was completely justified.
It was the great bean tax scandal of 1954. How many insurrections have there been in this country?
It was the D.C. bean party, bro.
That the Capitol don't got a fence. Who knew the whole time?
I mean, you can buy tickets, can't you just go tour it?
Yeah. So wait, were these Orthodox Jews who walked up?
No,
in there?
They were all like very liberal, like the pro-Palestine. They were just—I mean, they came in there. It was like
protesting.
CrossFit Jews? Because those are the only ones you scared of.
You said CrossFit Jews? No, they're not like the Krav Maga.
Israeli Jews.
The Zohans.
Yeah. American Jews are soft compared to Israeli Jews.
Correct. You think?
100% Israeli Jews hate American Jews. They hate
and vice versa.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I called about yesterday. Americans just do not understand the Middle Eastern mentality.
No.
They're stubborn people who drive a hard bargain at every single interaction.
Yeah.
Honestly, I've been to Israel. Try go buying some fucking bauble there, and you're like, some whatever trinket.
Speak English.
What do you mean? What are you talking about? That's a fucking. Anyways, it's a whole thing. It's not like you've been all in the Middle East. You've been all over.
Jewish. I have. Italian.
But I'm saying it's like the culture there is like they want to everything's like a negotiation. Yeah. Like you know they it's sport there.
Yeah, but the thing is the American Jews are not athletic. Okay. They don't know weapons.
One of the best players in the NHL is an American Jew.
Who?
Jack Hughes.
So that's
and defenseman for the New York Rangers, Adam
Fox. Are you going to bring hockey up? We're talking about
I mean, it's the greatest sport in the world.
Spoken like a true fucking Canadian here.
Original American basketball was all Jewish men.
It was.
All right,
here you go.
And the scores were 10-8.
Amare Stoudemire. Amare Stoudemire.
Yeah. He's a black Hebrew Israelite.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he lives in Israel now. He's an Israeli citizen.
Yeah, he's very upset about this war.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it was not. Shout out to Amari.
Sleep.
What's up? New York legend, dude.
Yep. Legend. Danny,
have you gotten any update? Because you said you would try and look into this about what are the black Hebrew Israelites?
Yeah,
I know what they really like. That was obviously a joke. I know how they feel about this war, which is that they
don't like either one of them.
They like Israel less than the Jews, or more. Yeah, they like it more. So they'd rather that area just get cleaned out, so then they can kind of head back there.
Well, there is there is black Hebrew Israelites in Israel right now. They have,
of course,
some have one over there.
Yeah. But I don't think they're like going to join up for the IDF.
No, hell no,
no.
They have a settlement.
Do they?
Yes, they have a settlement.
Yeah, it's just.
Oh yeah, they do actually. I watched the documentary.
So what's America's involvement? Are they building like a resort or some shit
in the war right now?
We floated a resort over there.
Yeah, they did.
They got missiles all over it.
They basically literally just floated by like a giant, like one of the biggest warships, just to be like, don't fuck with.
Iran
and Lebanon to be like, yo, don't
stay out of it.
So whose side are they on?
They're trying to stay out of it, which is rare form for
America.
You know
whose side they on, baby.
Yeah, for sure they're on the Israeli side.
But it ain't red, white, and blue. It's red, white, and Jew, baby. Remember that.
Right. You're not helping. Derek, you're not helping.
What would be difficult for the Palestinians? What's going to be difficult for the Palestinians to answer the question of, like, why do all the surrounding Arab nations not want Palestinians in
their
country.
Like
you know
them.
What
I've
though? I will give
nobody
the,
ever
I,
wants refugees in their countries. No.
I will give the counter, but I will give the counter to this. Whereas also a lot of those nations are just like, well, if we take all these refugees from Gaza, then Israel will go in there, and then they're like, they just lost their whole place. So I think there's an element where they're like, well, if we keep
there's
them in there,
deep,
then they get to keep the
there's
area.
There's a deep-rooted hatred
bro.
There,
2.5 million people. That's a lot. That is a lot of stress on any
dude.
Well,
yeah, like think about like America doesn't have 2.5 million vacant homes.
Yes,
yeah.
It does.
You think so?
Hell yeah.
Vacant?
Absolutely.
That's an interesting. That's an interesting question.
2.5 million
I wonder.
Vacant
I mean,
homes. I mean,
China definitely does.
Chinese,
I mean, if you think there's around
the Chinese own all the vacant homes.
Yeah.
And well,
the fill the ghost Chinese cities with refugees. That's brilliant, dude.
Yeah, China loves that.
Yeah, you know what China feels about refugees.
Especially the Muslim.
Especially the Muslim ones. Yeah.
Well, they live there though, but they don't like them.
Yeah.
I think
not for long.
I think the other thing with the Arab nations. I think the thing with the Arab nations not wanting to take in those refugees, especially from Gaza, is they're like, we're gonna take people who have legit multi-generational like trauma of like all they know is death.
You think those countries are thinking like that? Multi-generational trauma? Get out of here.
No. All they're telling is all they know is like these people know nothing but death and despair. The only good things in life, like loved ones and family, they can only equate with death. They're like, these people are not can't be integrated into our society. Mm. So I'm just telling you, man, New York, I'm going to have real fun taking in
this guy is a man.
AOC's trying
call.
To make that
great
happen.
Great call, dude. Yeah. Great call.
Yes.
Wait, you think New York is going to get all the refugees?
No, they can't take it.
New York can't take it anymore.
New York's getting
a bunch of refugees.
Tons.
In Queens right
New York's getting like 1,000 a day or something.
But they put some like cap on how long they can stay.
They should send them to Martha's Vineyard.
They're from Central America mostly, right?
Yeah.
No, I mean, that's the crazy. I mean, I keep joking about this because people always ask me, they're like, how did you come like from Canada, like is it like, you know, you have to get a visa, and I'm like, shit, I should have just fucking flown to Mexico and walked across the border. But like, dude, there's people from all countries all over the world that are walking into America. They just fly to Mexico or Central America and they make their way up, and then they're just like refugees, but they're from everywhere.
Yeah, but you came to New York first.
No, I know that. I mean, obviously, I mean, I'm joking about it, but like, just because I went
the
whole legal process.
It's not as easy anymore. Like back in the day, if you were Cuban, if you happened to put your feet in the country, you are naturalized. I mean,
well, you know what it is? Here's the thing. They're not naturalized, like at the southern border. None of them are naturalized, but what happens is they walk over the border, then they make their refugee claim, and they get a court date. Mm. But their court date is in like 7 to 8 years.
Yeah. Oh my God.
So they're just like, okay, like we'll roll the dice on that. That's fine. Like I'll live in America for 7 to 8 years, like legally allowed to work.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, and you're like, and if in 8 years it works out that I get kicked out, then they're like, it's
I whatever. Just realized that you,
that's wild.
Ryan and JJ came here to steal our jobs.
Correct.
That's what you guys came here for. Fucking Canadian comics.
Yeah. Correct.
Take hey, it up man, round them all up, man. America full. Like, I'm the last
two of America's not full, by the way. I saw an infographic. Saw an infographic the other day where if you took every person in the world, it's like every person in the world could like fit in, like obviously it doesn't take into account like you know, housing, but like
Texas.
Could fit shoulder to shoulder in like half of New York State or something like crazy. It's dude, you go drive up upstate New York. It's like it's empty.
Yeah.
It's like this huge area. It's just empty.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but plenty of room. You should fill it.
Agreed.
That's so funny you said America's full because my cousin had a magnet that said America's full on it, and he put it on my refrigerator.
And
my,
you didn't know what it meant at time?
Dude, I just remember we had the Spanish guy working in the house, and he just walked by the magnet and looked at it.
Where do you buy such a magnet?
I don't know where
dude,
he got
that's
it.
Like dude, that's like probably some comics
it was,
merch.
It was so funny. America's
it's like
full.
Some comic who's like
go home, America's full. That's what
dude,
it said.
His catchphrase was like, America full.
Go
I'm
sell home.
Those after the show.
This guy's always the best.
Dude. Yeah. All right. Thanks, dude.
Thank you.
No hang up on Julian.
Have a great night.
Send him to hell.
Shout out to Fran. Appreciate the super
that
chat.
Guy, that was a wild ride.
Yeah,
he's,
that was a wild
that
ride.
That was awesome.
You've been fucking all over, right? You yeah, have been to some pretty crazy places.
Yeah, you're over there hanging out with the...
with the enemy,
you,
dude.
No.
How did you get...
For people that don't know, you basically been...
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
All over the Middle East, yeah, Africa.
Yeah, I guess like all over in general.
You do comedy for the Red Cross, right?
No, that's a good idea.
Comedians
that's a good
without
idea,
borders.
No, bro, but I've been like, you know, a lot of the Middle East, a little bit South Asia, Africa, you know, South America.
Yeah, you were in the last place you were in Afghanistan.
Afghanistan, that's last fall. Yeah, that's pretty cool.
That's pretty crazy.
Yeah, it was wild, dude.
How long did you go for?
10 days.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That looked pretty fun.
It was cool, dude. I mean, I don't know. You know, there's like. I don't know if there's anything specific you're wondering about it, but like,
well, I'm just, yeah, I guess people
crazy.
Probably have a lot of misconceptions about.
Yeah, generally speaking, that's true. You know, like, typically, if you bump into normal people anywhere, they're probably cool. They're probably nice. They're probably compassionate.
Yeah,
you're gonna have bad apples everywhere. People who try to rip you off or whatever.
Yeah, that's everywhere.
But I will say this: like, the one thing about Muslim countries that I have typically found is that like. They tend to be slightly more hospitable than most places.
Yeah.
Whereas, like, I don't know, certain other places, you're just like such a mark.
Right.
Yeah. And like Europe.
Yeah. But, like, even dude, like, I don't know. Like, specifically, Iraq and Afghanistan, I was like super shocked about how
just everybody's like,
everybody's like super nice, super cool. They're not like, they don't hold anything America. They don't hold like any of their past beef with America against you because they're not idiots. They're not like they're like, oh, we like you. We don't. You didn't do anything to us. You know what I mean? So like it's just interesting to like meet people and hang with them and stuff.
That's pretty cool. Yeah, and you're just making like documentary. And
yeah, kind of like documentary style.
What gave you the kind of inclination to go do that?
I did one in Africa. I went to do a comedy festival in Rwanda in 2017.
I remember.
And it was just a lot of fun. Before I went, I was like, oh, it could be cool to film this. And then I filmed it and got into doing it. Actually, to be honest, dude, I was trying to like make a show, whatever. Nothing ever happened. I was like, I have this like shitty 9-minute edit. I'm just going to put it out. Hopefully it'll do well and move on with my life. And then like Schultz happened to see it and like share it.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden everybody acted like it was the greatest thing ever.
Yeah.
Classic. Like fucking.
I'm pretty sure that's how I saw it actually. Yeah.
But that's like a classic. Like the top dog shares something, everybody sees it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So then like if he had never shared that, I probably wouldn't have like gotten into doing this. I just got a lot of good feedback, whatever. And I was like, oh, this is fun. I'm going to like travel around and film it.
Dope.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Where was your favorite place that you went? Who had the best food?
Not hard to say. Best food? Oh man, I don't know.
Did you? Would you eat like some fucking head? Wasn't it like
something? Yeah, I ate a head. I ate a sheep's head in Ecuador.
Like eyes and everything still in it?
Yeah. Eyes.
Dude, you know what though?
I ate its brain, dude.
Dude, my grandmother's from Russia. All if you ever meet any old country folks.
Yeah.
They're all like the head's the best.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, all the old country people are like the head.
The head
is the best.
That's where the good meat's at. in between that jaw and the jowl.
Dude, it's true, man. All right, we got another call.
Cooler.
Hello, thanks for calling the bathhouse.
Hello.
Hello. Yeah, we are. There we go.
Hello.
Hey, what's up?
What's up, fellas? Now, I'm going to say this again, just for the sake of it, but Jews, hold your tongue. Not because of the current conflict, but because it's a funny thing to say.
Dude, every time I come back on here, it's like a continuation of the last episode. I love it. I love it.
Last week,
hey, no homosexual activity.
That's right.
Derek.
That's right, baby. It's a movement.
It's a movement.
It's a fucking movement.
Yeah. You are starting.
No, so
not a great
you guys
movement.
Were talking
it's
about
like the Proud Boys. Yeah, go ahead.
You guys were talking about those police audits.
Yeah.
And I just so happened to be watching one earlier today. They're pretty fucking wild.
They are.
Like
yeah.
Some of those guys will just walk through county buildings. Just get the cops brought to them like 6 times over the course of an hour. and it's just a goddamn shit show.
That's crazy.
Yeah, and it'll always be too, like some secretary
their actual
will be like,
right to do that, yeah. But it's like they're just kind of being dickheads at the same time.
Because it'll be like some woman is like the secretary, and she's like, this guy's making me nervous. Yeah. He's like casing the place.
And she'll be like, don't take pictures of my fucking kids I have posted on this bulletin board.
Yeah, exactly. Like, well, and he goes,
sorry,
like,
lady.
Legit,
you didn't
yeah.
read the memo, bitch.
And he's just like, yeah, I'm allowed to do this. He's like, I'm constitutionally given the right that I can film in a public building. And so, and then it's always yeah, like.
That's America for you, Danny. Get your yeah. fucking citizenship.
Dude, I fucking love this place.
Are you going to become a citizen? No.
Maybe.
If I have, not if I have anything
you have a green
to do
card?
With it, I will, I will fight it tooth and nail.
Does green card mean you're a citizen? I'm sorry.
No,
you
can work.
No.
But you do not have that either?
No.
I have a visa.
Okay, okay. Okay.
I want you deported back.
Dude, I'm bringing you with me. Dude, honestly, if I get deported, I'm literally just going to fly to Mexico and I'm going to walk over and I'll, and then I got my 7 years.
Danny, buy a gun, stand your ground.
You know what? No, the circus visas are not done,
yeah.
But they're so shady. There's this one Canadian, like it is like fake Cirque du Soleil kind of thing. They're like okay. a really like low rent version of this. And one of their just like side income streams is they would just give comics these circus visas.
What if there was a black version of Cirque du Soleil? It would be like Cirque du Soleil.
No,
right?
It's whatchamacallit? It's
try again. You'll get it.
It's Universal Soul Circus.
Is it for real? There's yeah. a real one?
Yeah.
Oh shit, I didn't even know.
I thought you were joking.
Also, Monroe.
Something new every
what up,
time.
What up?
All lives matter. Just throwing that out there.
Jesus
Hang Christ. Up if you want.
Do it.
That's for everybody.
That's kind of because of the war now, though. That's trendy. Yeah. That's like
that you
can dude, say that now.
Look at what we've got ourselves into. That's a good
dude. Literally
point.
Because of the war, everybody's now like all lives matter, and you go.
All right.
Jesus.
Yeah, but anyways, the P1 circus visa is there. These comics, like it's like $300 or $500 for 1 year.
1 year,
and so it's for comics who. But it's like you can't live in America with it, and like I've known comics who basically went over, and you have to say you're hosting a circus.
Yeah, you have to hope they don't ask you to juggle when you.
Yeah, literally, no, for real. Yeah, like we like
yo,
comics.
Cut this bitch in half real quick.
Yeah, apparently like, Pavone will be like, buddy, Tolef
yeah, Pavone exactly.
Was
yeah,
coming in. like people have a story about it, like you know, and I'm just like, oh, that's crazy.
Yeah, like there's been many people who like they come in like and at the border, like you're like, oh, you're a circus performer, huh? And then they gotta be like, no, I'm like the host, and then you gotta like lie, and it just. It sucks.
What type of visa do you have?
I have an O-1 visa.
He's one of the elephants.
Exceptional talent?
The exceptional talent visa.
That's what it's called?
The exceptional talent visa.
And are you for real? You have an exceptional talent
dude,
visa?
Dude, this country is a fucking sieve, buddy.
How? How are you exceptionally talented? What the fuck?
Damn, dude. How'd you get that?
You know what's so funny? It's the comedian visa. They call it that. It's
the
like
exceptional
it's the extraordinary. Dude, they call it, the nickname of it is the genius visa.
Yeah.
And whenever I like cross sometimes, people will be like, so wow.
Johnny Glover, can you
and I'll be like,
could
I'm
you
a
imagine
comedian?
That your
and
country,
like,
that our country would come to this after what your family was fighting
They're
for?
They're both from here too.
But wait.
No, my parents are migrants.
So just so you know,
3 years
who was his relative again?
Robert E. Lee.
Yeah, Robert E. Lee.
Oh, really? Damn,
you're related to Robert E. Lee?
Direct descendant.
Patriot.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, I love it.
Oh, shit. All right, I'm going to let you go. We got another
later, buddy.
Hello.
Hey, I want to give a shout-out to Derek.
Thank you, buddy. Shout out to you too.
No, I found out about On the Gate through this podcast, and I'm a fan of you and Gio. Y'all are killing it. So
appreciate you, buddy.
I want to say I've been.
You know, you guys should get on. Actually, is you guys should get Martin Shkreli on?
Will you come on with him?
Yeah, I will.
He's hitting the circuit, right?
Yeah, he's. I'm friends with him. He's
really?
You're for real? I thought you were being sarcastic.
Yeah, because Danny's into that album? Fucking gay ass crypto shit.
Sick. No, it's just. It was mutual.
Dealing in crypto was homosexual activity.
It was just a mutual consensus.
Let that be known right now.
Is that the wristband? It's not the hat.
Dude, you're gonna be the new Jeff Foxworthy.
Yeah.
It's like, you invest in crypto.
Homosexual activity.
What's up, buddy?
No, I just wanted to say shout out to On the Gate. And then, Julio, I love your travel videos.
Thank you, bro.
I've been watching them on YouTube. They're great.
I appreciate that, man.
And then, shout out to Danny and Monroe as well. So.
Thank you.
Thanks, man.
Thank you, buddy. Appreciate it.
Look at that. Appreciate you, brother. Dude, we got a very just nice, just
I love it.
Very cordial.
Yeah, everybody getting big ups.
Yeah, dude. Let's go. All right. You got any questions or anything, or you just wanted to say hi?
No, I just wanted to say I appreciate it. Especially On the Gate, I've been listening to that recently.
All right, we heard you the fucking first three
That's
times.
That's right, motherfuckers. New wave coming through, baby. New wave. New wave. Tuesday nights at the Stand. 7.
When can I come on, bro? Come on. When can I come on the show, Derek?
Oh, you want to come on?
Oh, come on.
Yeah, Monroe's been on. He had a good time.
You guys are real listeners, so that's you know, it's a tough.
That's
you
the
never
first,
know.
That's right. The first barrier. Yeah. And you got it.
Our podcast is going to explode.
Yeah, you guys. It is a good podcast.
Do you guys fight on it?
Oh yeah.
Oh, big
that's
time.
Great.
Yeah.
It's all that's drama. Great. That's great.
Hello, thanks for calling the bathhouse.
Oh, what's up?
Hey, you sound surprised that you made it through.
Oh, fucking stream's all the way. I'm confused.
Yeah, yeah. There's a bit of a delay. What's up?
But I had a different subject for discussion. I'm going to Amsterdam in about a month, and I was wondering if you guys had any
advice
things to do out there. It's cold ass month.
Yeah, I got you, bro. I mean, you should bike around. It's a small city. It's really beautiful. It's small. Obviously, I don't know. There's like weed.
Yeah, my buddy's got an extra bike for me.
Yeah,
there out there. So,
dude, ride all around. You know, drive. I would say if you're not into dabbling in it, at least drive by the red light district.
Yeah, I heard they're moving it. I heard that they're so.
Oh, dude,
sick
if I
of,
get close to that thing, I'm dabbling.
Attaboy. I heard they're moving it. They want to because they're thing. Well because people like live there. People live around there, and then people are just like it's kind of. Don't love that, like.
Oh, they can walk to work.
Yeah, Johnny used to live in Amsterdam. Johnny, do you have any recommendations?
Go to the Bulldog.
That's Johnny's recommendation. What is it?
Dom Square.
And the Jordan. Okay, the Jordan. Dom Square, the Jordan.
Solid.
There you go.
I think it's pretty good, man.
Yeah, just, there's some good museums there.
Yeah.
I went there like maybe 4 or 5 years ago. It was cool.
I like it a lot there. Yeah.
What's the deal with the banana thing?
What's the banana thing?
The banana thing.
Like with the Lizzo stuff and the banana club.
Oh. That's sort of an old thing. That happened in Amsterdam?
Yeah. But you got to be like a backup dancer.
Maybe, yeah. It was something about...
Oh, the Lizzo thing?
Yeah.
That just like happened there.
Somebody ate...
They were just on tour and then she made somebody...
She put it in somebody's face.
Whatever you read is what happened.
No, wasn't it someone's pussy?
Oh, talking about Lizzo? Yeah, it was in somebody's pussy and then she made one of her backup dancers eat it.
And then told
something.
Her that she would be kicked off tour if she didn't. And then it was like, ha-ha, you're disgusting.
Because it's like they have like the sex... Because like you've been to Thailand...
I have not.
Oh, okay. So, you know, like, if you ever go to Thailand, they have, like, the ping pong shows.
Yeah, they shoot ping pongs out
they
of
show,
their pussy.
Like, girls, like, really, like, you pay, it's, like, fucking $1 or some $5 to go in, and, like, there's women on stage.
How many balls you get?
You a variety of tricks.
Dude, there's just shoot. Girls are just fucking
don't
shooting
die.
Ping pong balls out of
they'll
their pussy.
They'll shoot them into glasses.
I mean, like I'm that, sure, yeah. Like, if you want to be, like, sitting in the front being like, they'll get they'll get one right in there.
Nice. Direct hit. That Thai sauce.
But
there,
I guess they
mean?
Do. Yeah, they have lots of like sex shows in Amsterdam, right? Like Amsterdam has like. I remember when I was there. Like they have legit
like
shows. No, they have like hardcore sex shows.
Oh, like interesting. I don't
like,
know.
You could,
having sex.
Like literally, like you
like,
could just go watch.
Like you're standing like backstage on a porno set.
You're based. No, you're in like at a theater or like a small like. Small black box theater,
yeah.
And just like the show is just two people having sex. Or
oh, whoa.
Like
so it's not, have you ever been in the box?
I don't think I'd like that.
It's like
here?
They sort of do that, but they don't actually have sex. They just do like tricks where it's like plungers and shit.
Nah,
but not, it's not just two people buff. Fucking.
No, yeah. That's like legit. It's just like.
What, shoving plungers in their ass?
Yeah. The box, they have like a show. It
that's
starts
a
like
bad
2 a.m.
thing to use.
It's kind of cool, dude. I mean,
wait,
they do
sticking a plunger in the ass?
Yeah.
Didn't the cops do that?
Which
to somebody?
Side of it?
The not the plunger.
Oh, the handle.
Yeah, the
handle.
Oh,
okay.
Danny, I called in like 2 weeks ago.
Yes, sir.
I was talking about how this girl's going out as a virgin.
Oh, that was you, the girl with the virgin. Yes. Can you just give us a quick refresh?
Yeah, she started annoying the shit out of me.
So you?
How
this
old
is
are
the,
you?
I took her down.
You took
I'm
her 25. Down.
So he was dating a girl, and every time he would basically try and just like finger her, she would like kind of. She was like, "I'm a virgin," and she like didn't like any touching.
Oh,
she was
maybe autistic.
She was shy.
Yeah. So you took her down though.
Actually,
you took
no. I took her down south to southern Utah to see the eclipse.
That was misleading. An 8-hour drive just made me hate her.
Oh, damn. You drove 8 hours with a girl who you hadn't even barely fingered?
Well, I've known her for a while. It's a friend, but that's different, though. She went to like Dartmouth, all smart.
Dartmouth, and I'm
just retarded. I'm trying to talk about how like I don't think like dinosaurs existed because like you can put any sort of bones together. Right. And she's like, well, actually,
yeah, you dried, you dried that pussy right up, my guy. You dried it up.
As soon as you started talking about dinosaurs,
she was like, oh, this.
I was just shit like that, but also that's the land of dinosaurs down there. That's where they found like the
where were you in Utah?
Out there in that area.
Where in Utah were you?
The Valley of the Gods.
Sick, dude. Cool. I was just in Utah, too. I drove through there. It was fucking cool.
Utah's cool.
Yeah. So, and anyway, so you drove...
No, it's not.
Yeah, it was sick.
Salt Lake down to, like, Valley of the Gods. Right. 8 hours.
Okay. Is she a Mormon? Did we ask that? Are you guys Mormons or something?
No, she's from fucking Tampa.
Oh.
Dude, and she's
like half Jewish, half, like, some weird shit.
Some weird shit.
She has three other options.
Yeah. I don't know what it was.
Full virgin, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
No, she was a lesbian for years. She just never hooked up with a guy before.
Oh. So full virgin.
So she never got her hymen broke.
She could have broke that in gym class.
True. I don't think so. No, you make a good point. I did see her like a couple times. It seemed like there's some resistance.
I mean, if she's been penetrated with a dildo, though, does that count?
I don't know. Yeah, perhaps.
She said she hadn't. I did ask that when I was hammered while we were down there. We're in the Valley of Gods. You're eating some mushrooms and you're just fucking chugging whiskey.
That's what you're going to
ask. I did let that slip.
So, but she drinks and does drugs and stuff?
She didn't take any drugs, but she was drinking.
You did mushrooms. Oh, okay. I was going to say.
Did you guys end up having sex?
No, dude, she was annoying me, and I had my dog there. I just kind of hung out with him.
Okay, but let me ask you this.
And my other buddies.
If she wasn't annoying you, so it sounds like the chemistry wasn't there. Yeah. If the chemistry had been there, do you think?
Yeah, the chemistry kind of faded off during that drive just from us talking.
But y'all knew each other since you said you've known her for years, so y'all should have better chemistry than
Not for years. I guess a year.
Oh, he ain't your homie. You were just being patient.
Yeah, he was just trying to get in there. You know?
He's just trying to fuck.
He was playing the long game like many men before him.
Bless your heart, dude.
You played a short game.
Yeah, it is true. You do play the short game. Yeah. You'd be like, right now or never.
I took her out on a date like probably like 3 months ago. So I think this is the longest game I've ever played.
Yeah, it's too long. Yeah, it's like honestly,
you were
going to
fuck her in the Valley of the Gods.
You literally have zero leverage. Yeah. Just like in the fact you went on a date 3 months ago, nothing happened. You're like, just going an 8-hour drive.
Yeah. If she knows you, she's known you this long.
I mean,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I wasn't expecting anything.
Yeah. Your window may have passed. But also, it sounds like this is a tough candidate, dude.
I don't think my window passed. I just don't think that's something
you have to drive back 8 hours the other direction?
Yeah.
You brought that bitch back home?
Oh, yeah. That was a rough Sunday home.
I would have left her.
Where did you guys stay? Oh, we were camping.
So you went camping with a chick that you've never had
for
sex
camping
with?
Friday, Saturday night.
But you guys, like, kissed and stuff?
Dude, I want to say some wild shit right now. I'm not going to say it, though.
Well, we did bring out a generator and, like, two massive JBLs and blasted music across the valley.
That's kind of sick.
Yeah.
That's romantic, dog.
Yeah, but you're her friend.
Yeah, I mean,
dude, you're a great friend.
Well, this trip was planned was a while ago, so
friends finger each other.
I didn't want to fucking cancel her out because we went down there to see the eclipse. You know, right. We were right in the fucking middle line.
Was it good? Was the eclipse good at least?
I don't know. It's overrated.
You wanted to see the eclipse. That's what you wanted to see. Not the eclipse, the eclipse.
How'd you meet her, though? Did you meet her through school?
Through a mutual friend.
Oh, okay.
And they're like, this is my friend who isn't into guys. And you're like, oh, sick. I'm going to try for 2 years.
She's totally done.
Yeah, she's definitely
done. I didn't hear that from her personally. I didn't know.
I'm just fucking with you.
Long-time lesbian is tough not to crack, my friend. It's a tough one.
But obviously you got some sort of indication that she's back like to not being a lesbian.
Well, yeah, she asked, we were like making out and hooking up and stuff. And I went to try to go down south of the border, hands got dragged away.
Oh, you try to put your finger
that's
in
like
her.
Once or twice where I really hammered. Then I
and then would you put her hands?
I'm like, let's pop this underwear off. Yeah. And then that's when she stopped me.
Did you put her hands on it? Sometimes
this is like,
you
what,
gotta put her hands
30,
on
40
it.
Seconds no, into dude, making
that,
out?
That is,
that's a smart move right now. That's quit hitting yourself.
Yeah, bro.
That's why I think she's still a lesbian, because her hands never went south of my border.
Right. Damn. That's what happens. Sometimes you try to get the last bit of mayonnaise out the jar.
Well, even if she's even if she's not still a lesbian, you gotta tell everybody that she is.
Yeah.
Because I don't think she is.
Oh, no, I'm out. That whole whatever. Road trip solidified it. I'm out.
And so you
that's
guys,
also
was there a lot of small talk on the way home?
I'm going to be out. Yeah.
I feel like you were only making out with her for 20 seconds before you try to jam your fingers in her, though.
Yeah.
Is that,
how long was the make-out
session? No. Dude, it was a while. It was a slow build. I took her on a nice romantic picnic.
Nice.
And everything. Oh, it was like Utah's fucking state holiday. We watched a cool fireworks show, went back. Had a movie going, wined and dined.
Was she on her period?
I bought the expensive charcuterie board.
Dude, you're killing it, bro. These dates are fire, man.
I know.
Yeah, no, I wasn't.
These are fire ass dates, dude.
Wait, if she was on a period, that'd be a good reason.
Yeah,
for
but
her
it was too long.
Lesbians don't have periods, bro.
No, first off, if a girl's on a period,
this has happened over several different occasions. Yeah, I don't think it's period. I think she's just still lesbian.
I thought actually, like, when he first said this, I go, she's trans.
I like how he goes, like, instead of her not liking me, he goes, she's
dude,
gay.
Dude, honestly, that would have even been better.
If she's gay as shit.
I feel like
yo.
If she's a lesbian,
I didn't ever know what was going on.
After all this stuff, he should challenge her to a fight.
Yeah.
That's
think so?
Yeah, that's what I would do.
Or at least like a basketball.
Yeah,
like one on one pick
like, yo, I'm doing all this shit for you. Why don't you step out back? Let's fucking
pull up.
Yeah. I mean, I do have, like, four older sisters. I have fought women before.
Yeah, bro. Have your sisters beat her up. That'd be great. That's a whole big family
damn,
thing.
So you have four older sisters, and you're still, this is how you're dating? I guess that's why you're
going.
He's
doing his dates.
I mean, the dates are good, but you're just, like, you're getting strung along a bit.
Yeah.
Like, sometimes, I'm not, you know, on the market anymore or ever, but, like, when I was, you're like, sometimes you're like, you just got to seal the deal to know where you're at.
Yeah.
And if you don't, then you go, like, all right, I'm out. Like, you know, like if it's not happening basically now, then you're like
14 hours of driving.
Have a nice life or whatever, then but you're just like, I'm just like
board,
not.
Fucking
dude,
camping,
when you
Eclipse.
Just said you're not on the market anymore, I just like pictured you like in the window of a butcher shop with like an apple in your mouth. Just fucking
they don't put pigs with apples in their mouth in the fucking window of a butcher shop, okay?
They should, though.
That's a luau.
They should.
They should.
Yeah.
That's a Cuban or Hawaiian thing. I don't know.
Oh, it's a Hawaiian thing.
The Chinese store, I like when they hang the ducks.
The ducks.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I'll walk in.
Peking duck ass.
Yeah.
I fuck with ducks.
Yeah, I just want to put that to rest for you, Danny. All right. Yeah, I'm out of there.
Well, all right. Well, do you have any new prospects? Anything in the pipeline?
Any new prospects? No, I'm going to Amsterdam, dude. I'm fucking hit the red light district. I'll figure that out when I get back.
Oh, boy. Yeah, that'll clear out some cobwebs and
don't take them away.
They got those legal. They got all those
goddamn walls.
They got all those legal mushrooms there. Actually, when I was there, we bought some mushrooms.
Oh, yeah,
were you going to do
those? Are those truffles insane?
So you know what happened is me and my girlfriend at the time, but ex now, and then we bought some.
You've had more than one girlfriend?
Oh, yeah. Oh. And then we bought some, and then we did, for whatever reason, we didn't do them because it was like we were there for only a few days, and then we were going to take them to, I think we went to Paris, we took the train, or somewhere else.
Yeah, you could take a train to Paris.
Or maybe, I think that's where we went. Or either that or Barcelona. I can't remember. Or I think we went to Barcelona from there. And then, or maybe Paris. I don't remember. But anyways, basically last minute just like kind of bitched out. And I go like, I don't want to take them because they're illegal where we're going. And I threw them out. And then we got off the train and there were all these cops waiting at the end of the train. And they were like searching all these fucking people's shit.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Damn.
Interesting. Yeah. So
good for you.
Yeah. Because I mean, I guess they're looking, people come from Amsterdam, and they're like, obviously,
but it's not illegal to have it in your system.
Not illegal to have it in your system. No, you could be high as
I came here high.
Yeah, you can't do that.
Eat them all.
That's But so I never took them.
Take a train to Paris.
No, do your drugs in Amsterdam.
Yeah, do the drugs in Amsterdam and don't travel with them.
Well, I might go Amsterdam to Berlin. You think Berlin? I have a problem with the trains. I mean, those guys are intense.
Be careful in Berlin, man.
I've never been to Berlin. It's on my list of places I'd like to go.
Berlin's fucking sick, dude.
And boys like to wear leather over there.
I don't know about the drug smuggling.
The mushroom is an Amsterdam.
This podcast does not condone the smuggling of drugs.
Or people.
Or people.
homosexual
activity.
In Berlin. They're going to be like, wow, hello.
Hello.
You want to see my mushroom?
Those truffles, though. Are they way different than like the
normal? I don't
normal
know. From what I understand, it's like you've taken them, Johnny. They're the same. But they come wet, so they're not dried mushrooms. They're wet mushrooms. Yeah, it's a little whatever.
That throws me off. I don't know the weight.
So
the weight difference.
You could ask them. I think they'll tell you. But like, you'll literally buy like 10 grams of mushrooms wet, and that'll be like a single dose or something.
Wet?
Like,
what do you mean wet? Why would you buy them wet?
They're not dried out yet.
They can't sell them. You know, like magic mushrooms, they're dried out.
Okay.
Whereas they're like still have all the water moisture in them. Mm. Like if you buy a mushroom that you eat here, that just has all the mushroom.
But
moisture
if you eat it while it's wet,
it's the same thing. It's just the weight is
off. Okay.
They weigh way more. So
yeah.
Interesting. In Washington, they have naturally occurring psilocybin mushrooms, like in Washington State.
Yeah.
And if you once you pick them, it becomes
illegal,
of course.
Right.
Which is the most bullshit rule I've ever heard about.
So you
just
eat it
off the ground.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Yeah. Exactly. All right, Monroe Martin.
Yeah,
everybody.
Have a good set, buddy.
Easy, man.
Thanks, buddy.
Good to see you, brother.
Thank you for coming on, man.
Be well.
Always a pleasure, Monreezy.
Thanks, Danny. Love you guys.
Thanks,
Derek, you're the best. I love you, Julio.
Take care,
man. Other guy.
Be well, brother.
That sounds racist, but you're great too.
Free Leo, baby.
All right, later, man.
Be good.
Well, we got time for one more here.
Yeah, we got time for 10 minutes or something.
Fun show, dude.
Thanks for having me on. Yeah, yeah. Thanks for coming on.
It's the best show. Way better than the Lev Burr show. Way better.
I mean, I'm the only person who I think does live call-in shows. Yeah.
And you haven't tried to eat me.
Lev tried to eat you?
I do Lev's show.
I don't. Yeah, no, Lev's show's great. I don't like the fat jokes.
Yeah,
I don't like the fat jokes on Lev when he's not here, only because that's all we do when he is around.
I say it to his face.
That's all we do when he is around. All right, we got another call here. Hello?
You know how much I love Lev.
Yeah, we all do. Thanks for calling the bathhouse.
Danny.
Hey.
What up?
What's going on, fellas?
How you doing?
I got a quick question for Freeboy.
Yes, sir.
Doing fantastic. So, I just turned 31 2 weeks ago.
Congratulations.
I got a gift for my birthday. What my brother did is he gave me a book where he filled in all the jokes that we've been making for the last year. Let me give you a little bit of background. My buddy owns a bar doing open micing. The open micing turned into something else. Long story short, we've got an opener for a major headlining comedian, and all three of these people are telling me that I need to get on the fucking stage. I need some advice from the pros. What do you got for me?
Wait, so someone wants you to open for a major headlining comedian?
Oh, because it's going to, the headliner is going to come to the bar.
Yes. So he's a guy I've met before a few times. Pretty sure, dude. He's like, you're kind of funny. You know, we talked or whatever. And then I told him some of like the premises for the jokes, and he's like, you should try it. You should give it a shot.
Wait, you've never done
it? But I'm like,
but they want you to open
up. I've never done it, but
you gotta get.
Hold on, time out. They want you to open up that night for when the headlining comedian comes in to do the show?
No, let me restart. So we have a comedian who opens for headliners, he has another job. Right, and so he's heard me, like, you know, at discourse. He thinks I'm a funny guy, right?
Right.
My brother gave me this book of all the jokes I made in the last year, and they're all telling me, based off of the things that I've told them, like, yeah, you're pretty funny, dude. Yeah. Give it a shot. I'm a little nervous, you know?
What state you live in?
I don't want to dox myself, but North Carolina.
That's fine.
All right.
That's fine.
There's an open mic.
There's good comedy around there.
Yeah, there's an open mic scene there.
Yeah.
For sure.
I mean, that's the thing. If you're just asking us, like, should you just go try comedy?
Of course.
There's nothing to lose. There's nothing to lose.
And by doing it one time, you're not going to suddenly be a touring act either.
Yeah, no.
Like, it's just going to turn into a thing.
Oh, of course not.
But if you really
I don't know how things work in North Carolina.
If you really like it, just get
I mean, that happened.
Whatever,
Lev was, though.
You should absolutely do it.
Lev just did it twice, and then he just did a documentary.
And he moved to New York. He moved to Bay Ridge with his grandma. That's exactly what Lev did.
Well,
He's like, I did comedy twice. I killed, bro. I killed. Moved in with my grandma, Bay Ridge. That is the story of Lev, of Lev Fur.
Yeah.
That is right there.
But no, I would say, like, just go do it. I wouldn't be precious about it.
Yeah, bro,
like,
31 years old, it's not, there's no age in this. We're not fucking grabbing rebounds or fucking running around on a track.
Yeah,
you
yeah.
know what I mean? So you will get tired.
So here's kind of also the thing, though. I'm a bit worried. So I do have a career. Like, this is not, like, something I'm trying to
don't
pursue
use your real
for
name.
A career.
Don't
like,
use your real name. Don't put things on the internet. That's it.
Yeah. All right.
That's yeah, it. Yeah. Don't,
right, boys. Well, I'm fucking doing it next week.
100%. There's absolutely no benefit in comedy to using your real name.
No.
None. Like, literally zero.
Yeah.
And yeah, just like, you know, nobody's going to be, you'll be in an open mic. You'll be in a bar show with 10 people there or something. Like, just go do it. Nobody will care.
Yeah.
Just go do your 5 minutes, see how it goes. If you like it, you can do some more.
You'll feel great.
I mean, are you saying shit that's so crazy that it can impact your career? I mean, I know stuff
well,
like
kind of a bit crazy.
Yeah, that's fine.
I wrote it down specifically for this. You know, like, I understand that, like, I can't just go wild with it until you've, like, kind of earned the, you know, reputation to say wild shit and get away with it, right?
Honestly, that's very, like, aware of you, because generally with comedy, people start out and they're, like, the edgiest when they start. Mm-hmm. Like, people will start and they'll say the craziest shit.
Yeah, yeah.
And then the further they go, they'll be like, man,
you got to go for a softer approach.
Yeah, well, it sounds
Julio,
like
you can work clean, I would imagine.
I theoretically could.
Danny doesn't work clean. He's more of a.
It's more like the topics. Like, I could not swear.
You talk about very divisive things.
I don't talk about dirty shit, but I swear a lot.
Right.
Yeah. But I could theoretically not
swear. Yeah, you could just not swear. Yeah. For sure.
And I just talk about prison and heroin.
Well, I'll throw this one out there, Danny. I've seen you live a couple times, man, and I wouldn't say not divisive is the truth, man. I mean, you said it's pretty fucking funny. Yeah.
Well, thank you. But, well, dude, you know what? Do your set and call back and let us know how it goes.
Good luck, bro.
Hell yeah, brother. Thank you, guys. You gave me some fucking confidence.
You're probably going to bomb. It doesn't mean
that's
anything,
that's not true,
bro.
Man.
Oh, I'm ready to bomb,
honestly,
dude.
Honestly, comedy has a weird thing. I've seen it
you
so
kill
many
your
times.
First time.
Yeah, you kill your first time. It's like you go to the casino and you win your first time. You go like, oh, I could be a professional gambler. Yeah. Like, this is crazy. I'm a fucking genius. And then you go do it 10 more times and lose every time.
Yeah,
it's more like that than the other one.
That was like my first time.
That's how they get you, right?
Yeah.
First month here, I could have coughed and everything.
Yeah.
Not
hey,
no
well,
mo.
I've
seen it.
Not no mo. They put that curtain up.
All right, cool.
Well, I appreciate the gas, boys. I just want to say I'm a big fan of all three of you guys. Big appreciate fan. I learned about Derek from the show. Derek's the man. Appreciate fucking Danny, you're always the man.
Thank
fucking
you.
Yeah. You guys keep doing what you're doing, man.
Thanks,
take care.
Thank you, bro. See ya.
Dude, love tonight.
It's good.
God, you're going to be insufferable going forward, bro. Man. You're not coming back on this show for 2 months.
I got videos going viral. The podcast.
Dude, you
is
got a video
popping.
With 20 million views.
22, 22 million
Congrats.
Views. Ruben Rubenstein, baby.
Ruben Rubenstein, dude.
Volunteer
anti-Semitic.
Coach.
How do you feel about betraying your people while we're at war?
Hey, man, like I'm coaching the fucking Junior Olympic Palestinian team. That's what the fuck I'm doing,
bro. On Instagram?
Yeah.
Dude, yeah, dude, popping off.
That's insane.
Yeah. All right, we'll wrap this up very shortly. Hello, thanks for calling the Bathhouse. Who am I speaking with?
Hey, it's Lev.
Lev?
It's not Lev.
Yeah, it is. Shout out to John the Gate.
That's a great Lev impression, though. This is Lev if he just woke up.
Whoa, bro.
No, I lost a lot of weight.
Is this diabetic coma?
I thought this was him. I was like, is this him? Bro, 2.5 million shares.
Yes.
Yeah.
Sick.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Congratulations.
Yeah.
Sorry.
No, and shout out to the co-writer of the motherfucking of the vid, Adam Hamada. It was great. If it wasn't for him, there would have been no buffer. It just would have been racist.
Yeah. He reins you in.
He was like, ah, it's funny, but
is
no,
he like, yo, chill, gotta, Derek?
You gotta have something. You gotta have a buffer there.
All right, let's take another call. Hello.
Drescher's Morgue. You kill him, we chill him.
Just break the chair.
The chair has been broken.
Stop. Hello.
Hey, guys.
Hey, how's it going?
I got two points. First one's really more of an epiphany I had.
Okay.
After seeing all of the Gaza and all the babies and people crying, the first thing that came to mind was, I wonder how Hasan Minhaj is going to fit this into his next special.
Nothing. I imagine he'll be like, I was in Gaza Strip and the bombs were raining down.
Yeah. Aaron already made a tweet about that. He goes, so I
was, he made a tweet?
He made a bunch
he
of
tweets. He had 100 tweets about Hasan Minhaj.
And they've demonetized him.
I told them there's no monetization on Instagram.
They've shut him down.
He keeps, their thing is, if you go into Instagram, for people who don't know this, like, there is, it says you're monetized.
Right, but you're not earning anything. But there's no money. Like bonuses or
whatever. No, they got rid of that.
They stopped it.
They did it like in March. Yeah. So it's so weird because they'll say you're not monetized.
The 22 million.
I thought I was going to get $8 for my $22 million.
You would have legitimately got like, if that was like paid? 6 months ago.
How much would I have got?
You might have got like legitimately like $5,000.
Are you serious?
Yeah, yeah. Literally.
For 22 million views?
Literally.
Dude, you would have got like no joke like $5,000.
You would have been chilling right now.
Yeah.
You got new earrings and everything right now. Like, you know
look at the bracelet. The wrist.
The grill, all of that. All right, what's point number two here, please?
Point number two, you brought up the Black Hebrew Israelites.
Yep.
I haven't heard much about the Nation of Islam. Like, when are these two going to, like, be in the same quarter someday?
They don't like each other.
I mean, it's Jesus.
Peace on the gods and earth. Word is bond, bro.
That's the 5% of nation, yeah,
that's
baby.
Right. That's right.
I love it.
Word is bond.
Yeah.
We'll see, dude.
Yeah. I don't know. You'd think they would get along for at least their mutual distaste of white Jews, but...
They don't.
Like, just the enemy of my enemy is my friend kind of thing, you know? But...
they don't see eye to eye.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I've never seen... I did a little bit of a... Like, when I got in trouble on YouTube, and I did a deep dive on them, and I never saw any crossover. Thanks, Fran. Appreciate it. Fran the man.
Thanks.
Yeah, anyways, yeah. Yeah, I don't know. Okay, we're going to wrap this up because we're getting the boot ski out of here.
Yeah, we got to go. Show's over.
Give your plugs. Julia, where can they find you?
Not Julio on Instagram. Check out my podcast.
With a G. But I'll get
no, it's not with a G.
Oh, it's
no.
not. Right. Not it's Julio not with a G. Not Julio.
Is the Instagram profile.
Right.
TikTok. I think it's not Julio G.
I'll put it all underneath.
Do it. Cool.
Yeah, we're going to take this call. And you got a special on Netflix?
Yeah, I mean, you can check that out.
You can find it.
Pete Davidson and friends.
Pete Davidson and friends. No big deal. Hello. Last call of the night.
Yeah, I mean,
hey, how you guys doing?
Good. How are you?
Pretty good. Just one question. What were some of the worst open mics that you went to specifically in New York City?
You know what?
Most of
God set up, no pay.
I've never been to an open mic in New York. Well, because I moved here. I'd been doing comedy for 10 years, and I just was like, I don't want to do open mics, and I kind of was just like, I'm going to try. And then COVID happened, so I never have done an open mic.
I'll be honest with you, dude. They all take turns at being the shittiest. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you get a hot mic, it's hot for fucking couple months, a year, and then it just turns to shit, and then they all take turns. But like the mics on McDougal Street, like at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, are... fucking, they're horrendous.
Yeah.
You're just staring into
the abyss. Crazy thing is, I don't know if any other city does this, but the pay to do a spot thing is
$5. You have to pay. Yeah.
You have to pay to go perform for other comedians.
Yeah. Back in the day, the free mic was were the good ones, but they were only three, you know, you do only get to do 3 minutes, but like all the like good comics would hang out at those. Yeah. And then, bro, there used to be a 3 p.m. mic. Cooper Rego used to run it back in the day.
Really?
I think it was 4 days a week or something, too. So, like, if you wanted, you could pull up to Cooper's spot, rip it during the day. I don't know. Most of them are bad.
Yeah, really bad, dude.
Especially here.
Yeah.
I mean, they were all bad in Toronto, too. It's not like they were better, but
anywhere with the comedy scene, they're bad.
Yeah, they're bad. They're just generally bad. The thing with comedy, too, is because you don't. Like anybody can talk into a mic, so then and open mics are literally open to everybody. So you just get the fucking wackiest people showing up because there's
people
like,
doing weird alt shit.
But they're like they don't even need to know how to like play an instrument. They just need to be able to talk in front of people. So you just get mental cases.
And dude, so what you end up doing is you start bullying these micers, right? You start bullying them good, and you make it so that you go first. And then you get the fuck out of there.
Yeah, it will help if you've been incarcerated before, just to really sell that. But
That's great.
Gotcha. Assault someone.
Assault someone, get convicted.
Don't assault them. Just
do time.
Just threaten.
Just threatening.
Yeah. Well, are you going to do comedy, or is this where you're coming from?
Well, I did it. I went to like an open mic once, and what you guys, especially in like New York City, what you guys are describing is exactly it.
Like, they're all like this.
Weirdos.
Yeah, it's the
nobody,
same.
Nobody's
yeah,
listening.
Just kinda like,
yeah. No one cares.
Nobody cares.
Yeah. But you know what happens is you'll say one thing and like two people will laugh and you go, yeah. All right, I'm on to something.
But then like you were wrong to think that that was good.
Right.
That's how you start doing all the dirty, crazy
right.
shit.
Yeah, yeah,
because
yeah,
you're only performing for a bunch of fucking weirdos.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then a normal crowd is just like horrified.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Fuck my sister.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, what? Oh, get the stick out of your ass, everybody.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh.
Offend you? Yeah. Oh, and then they're after
yeah,
you.
Yeah. Yeah, they just can't handle it. Yeah. You know, they just can't handle the.
They were tight.
The yeah, fire. Tight. They just can't handle it. You know, fucking stick up their ass.
Yeah.
Dude, be honest with you though. Comedy is horrible, and we should be like the fact that we do it.
We're all mentally ill.
None of us think we're cool for doing comedy at all.
No.
Yeah.
No. It's tough for sure.
Well, Derek, that's what I'm getting into it for. I mean. I'm just confused here.
Yeah. If anybody,
oh man!
As soon as somebody,
do you mind sharing where you live or what state you live in?
What happened?
What state do you live in?
Oh, New York City.
Yeah. Oh, you're in New York City. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Do you know us? Yeah. Do you know us?
I've seen you around the block.
Okay.
That's ominous.
Watch your back, Derek Drescher.
Yep. Fucking I'm scary. Around.
I mean, dude, honestly, like, if you really want to do comedy, like, you have the advantage of you just happen to
dude,
be in the best city in the world for
40
comedy.
40 times a week if you want to. You're gonna spend some money, but you can get up
yeah,
a lot.
Like, I always wondered, though, like, the kind of push and pull or whatever of the fact that you're like, because obviously sometimes people see you early and they go like, this guy sucks.
Yeah. And then it takes 5 years
and then it takes 5 years
for them to forget that.
Right. Or whatever, you know? Yeah. And then you're like, but you just were like, well, I started in New York City. So it's like, I don't have an option. Whereas some people, a lot of people here start in a different city and then show up here once they're good.
And they stink.
Yeah, that's true. Well, dude, I started here, but it was different then. And like, I didn't know how to like access the good places and the good people. So I didn't make a fool out of myself to a big place.
Right.
I guess it's different now because everybody knows how comedy works because of podcasts and shit.
Although I guess now someone will like bomb at an open mic, they'll film it and put it on Instagram.
Oh, yeah,
and
it's
go
like
viral.
And
go viral.
Yeah, so it's a whole different game right now, to be honest.
Yeah.
Yeah, but listen, man, just get up as much as you can. And go. I mean, dude, you're going to find...
Maro Martin. How'd you check out Maro?
He killed. Yeah, he killed.
Thanks for coming on, dude.
Gotcha.
Get up as much as you can. Uh-huh. Find whatever free ones that you can.
He's asking about open mics in New York.
Monroe's never did an open mic ever.
No. Monroe and I did open mics, so.
Yeah, man. Everybody's, I can't imagine a comedian. I mean, I can't see you being particularly good if you didn't. But
I'll never do an open mic ever again.
No.
I'll be goddamned if I bomb in front of these little shits. I'll be goddamned.
Too proud.
Yeah. I don't know. You just got to go do it.
I'll just bomb here.
Yeah.
That's
okay. Yeah, exactly. You just got to go do it.
So what I'm hearing is practice makes perfect, but I'm liking this assault route more.
Yeah, there you go. Derek Drescher, baby. Dreshonomics. Dreshonomics.
Derek, I'll send you some DMs.
DMs. Derek will take you under his wing.
Yeah.
All right, thanks, dude.
Perfect.
Later, brother. Good luck.
All right, later. All right.
All right, that's it.
All right, that's the show.
On the Gate Podcast, Oops Podcast,
Oops
Motherfucking Bad Podcast, Motherfucking.
I'll put it all in the description. Shout out to Monroe
Low
Martin.
Value Mail, Motherfucking.
All that stuff.
Johnny Glover.
And shout out to the Southern Lover, Johnny Glover, a lovely producer who makes all of this shit happen. We could not do it without him. He is the man.
Shout out to
Sir Grant and the live chat. Thank you for the $5. I appreciate you. You guys are the best. I will be probably doing a new episode of Crossing Streams tomorrow night. Look out for that.
That's podcast number five.
Also, like come see me in Oklahoma next week.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
If you're in Austin, December 8th and 9th at Cap City.
Dude,
we're forgetting to plug our shows.
I am so bad at comedy. This weekend, I'm headlining the Comedy Works in Saratoga Springs.
Who's
New York.
For you, JJ?
Nobody. If you're in and around the area and you didn't make it out the last time I was there, come out. It'll be fun.
Sweet.
Yeah,
I'm in Bricktown, 25th and 26th. Oh, up Tulsa and Oklahoma City. I would love to see you there. Oh. And then I'm in Cincinnati and Louisville the following week. NotJulio.com.
Yeah, and I'll be at Beacon this Saturday, the 20th.
Have an open mic?
I'm out.
Good night, everybody. Play us out, Chad. My shit heroic, empathic abilities, yeah, my face be also stoic. Bleep, blow up, nigga, that just means I'm working. They see me as a leader, so that's why I'm Captain Kirkin. These tracks from the stars, that much is for certain. You can feel this hit if you up or if you hurt. I'm raising my stock, not talking my feet in some Birkin. Number Johnny 5, got a fucking short circuit. Bring the track to life when I speak phenomenally. When I hit, she feel that shit in her abdominals. These rappers make me laugh like comic view, they comic me. You know I got a ball out, I hit the track running just like Sonic do. They don't wanna turn on my light switch, yeah. They was trying to get me on my hype shit, yeah. They don't wanna turn on my light switch, yeah. And they tried to down me up some KO type shit, yeah. They don't wanna turn on my light switch, yeah. Now we pulling up fresh on some flight shit, ha. They don't wanna turn on my light switch, yeah. They don't wanna turn on my light switch, They don't wanna turn on my light switch, yeah. They was trying to get me on my hype shit, yeah. They don't wanna turn on my light switch, yeah. And they tried to down me up some KO type shit, yeah. They don't wanna turn on my light switch, yeah.